Y'all better tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy of Comedy is in. What's happening, everybody? This is the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy of Comedy, man. I'm excited, yo. Today is a very special day. I got a whole bunch of guests, yo. All these beautiful women gonna be calling in today. You know, I got the all-female comedy showcase going on, y'all, at Flappers Comedy Club, 532 West First Street. That's in Claremont, California. Y'all keep that in mind, Claremont, because a lot of people know that there are two Flappers. There's one in Burbank, and there's one in Claremont. The one that I'm talking about and discussing and where we're going to get our shine and grind on is the one in Claremont, California. Today is October the 10th, 2012, Wednesday, and we are preparing, y'all, for this major comedy extravaganza, man. I put together a tight list of my favorite female comedians in the area, man, to really, you know, push and promote, because a lot of times, you know, sometimes women, you know, aren't getting the bookings they deserve or kind of getting the short end of the stick. And I feel like, man, I love some of these female comedians, man. I really do. I think they got it going on. So this show, y'all, I'm going to come out and do about 10 minutes, you know, holler at you and let you know what's going on. Probably have my boy, Mr. Ryan R.J. Johnson, come through, holler at the people and everything. But on the real talk, man, it's going to go down, man. This is going to be some of the funniest stuff that you've ever seen in your life. And that is something that I truly guarantee, close personal friends of mine. Let me give you the rundown and list of the comedians that are going to be on this show. The host and MC for the evening will be Miss Lania Dominguez. You can see Lania, she hosts open mics at Flappers Comedy Club right after my show, 9 o'clock p.m. from 9 to 11, 532 West 1st Street, Claremont, California. You can catch her there. Real smooth, spicy, you know, comedian, divorced, mother. She gets it on, man. Somebody you're going to love. Taquita Love, man. This young lady is an amazing kid. She's out of Chicago, Illinois. I actually had the opportunity of taking David Arnold's The Art of Stand-Up Comedy class with her. And she reps Chicago good, man. You know what I'm saying? You're going to really enjoy this young lady. And the wild style of Ms. Roz Washington, y'all. A Compton, California native. And she also has filming things going on like that. She's a regular around L.A. and getting it on around the country, man. One of the hottest young up-and-coming female comedians in the game. You just saw this young lady yesterday on the Steve Wilco show. She has a nonprofit organization, Miss Treze, man. I can't wait to have her on so that she can discuss, you know, all of the things she has going on and different things that we can support, man. Watching her on Steve Wilco yesterday was really motivating because she was really, really, how you say, she was there. She was in the moment, and her care and concern was right there. She also competed in the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition in 2012, so looking forward to having her. And last but not least, Miss Ramona Stevens. Y'all, this lady is just straight, flat-out funny. That's the only thing I can say about Miss Ramona Stevens. When she gets on the line, y'all, we'll let her tell you more about her life and, you know, as a mother. Her son actually does comedy as well. So, you know, we're going to talk about a few things with all these ladies that we have. So I want to give my pokes and then get that rocking going. And then from there, man, we're going to go on and get these interviews set up, man, because it's time to talk to these ladies, all right? So, Kathy, yeah, how you doing, sweetie? I'm going to poke you. And ladies, remember, I always say the first name, never the last, because I don't want you to get no trouble. You know what I'm saying? For knowing that, you know, Trey Love poking you. Vanessa, you get a poke. Lakeisha, Lori, Angelica, Takia, Catrice, Kia, Teddy Bear. Damn, okay. Janika, I see you teddy bear, so they don't know it's you. Janika, Nikki, Sonia, Faustina, Shannon, Donna, Michelle, Kat, Elga, LaGuida, Radiant, Nisha, Portia, Alexandra, Gloria, Chevette, Ramona, Tabisha, Tiffany, and Rainya. Ladies, it has been such a pleasure poking you. I look forward to poking you again real, real soon. But for now, you know what happens once you get poked. From there, you get... Hold on, let me get to it. You know I have to take my time and make sure these things happen. Once you get poked, ladies, from there you get rocked. This is the one and only Trey Love, the Playboy of Comedy. I'm a rocker.
L.A. Vegas Connect, baby.
I'm gon' rock her, I'm gon' roll her, Facebook her so I can poke her. Gon' make sure you know my name, here we go. boy Dan is my claim to fame. Going for mine, you do the same. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Paper Cardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, M.I.A., can't forget. Shoutown, baby, anyway. This beat is sick, grab a chick. Take her pick, if she's sexy, give her it.
I'm a rock.
I'm a club,
I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly, put your number in my belly, grab a hand, say let's go, cause you know I got a show, you gave me some, but I won't go, make your body shake and quiver, good love in, I deliver, freaky, I got mirror, can I make it any clearer, bring your sexy over here, to see my friend, but I ain't with her, don't you worry, you just hurry, got a mac, so I can bear it, me into you, that's how I do, in a few, I pursue, I think they love you,
damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction, right now, I'm on a mission. Like a fight with bad intentions, did I mention?
I'm a rock.
We in the club, and bottles from say love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rocker.
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 Now I got you in the loop. Spark a flame, who set the mood? Let's get kinky, I got lube. Don't be cruel, act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it, let me hold you. Take a piece so I can show you what I can do in the bed. I am a king, like a master. Want me slow, want me fast. It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver. In bed, the problem solver. Like a crackhead, I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
It's the L.A. Vegas Connect, you heard me? Hit Works Entertainment. Kill Roy. Trey Love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'ma rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'ma do one at a time.
I'ma rock her.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Handsome Life Radio. Tune in. Tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. I have my first very special guest, the host and MC for the all-female comedy showcase going down at Flappers Comedy Club, 532 West 1st Street, this coming Sunday, October 14th. Doors open 6 o'clock. Showtime starts promptly at 7. Yo, we want to welcome to Handsome Life Radio, Miss Lania Dominguez. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you doing, Trey?
Oh, I am excellent. So what's going on with you today? How's your day been? Let's just start off talking about your day for a minute.
Well, so far, so good. Today, I'm in sales, so I basically got told all today no by everybody. So that's okay.
Well, you know, we are in the business of rejection. That's the one thing about this game we're in. You're going to have to get used to rejection being in this business.
That's exactly why I took up stand-up comedy, because I'm used to rejection.
Well, I love it. You took it because you're used to rejection, but I'm going to tell you something. I've had the opportunity of watching your open mic, and I would say there isn't too much rejection there because you got a sweet personality, a nice charm about yourself. You know, tell people, tell the listeners, you know, how long you've been doing comedy, and when was it that you discovered that, hey, you know what, this comedy thing might be something I can do?
Well, it's been about 3 years now that I've been doing stand-up comedy. But I think I kind of knew I could do it when I was 11, because I used to make everybody laugh, friends, family. And then 3 years ago, I was dared to try it, and I tried it, and I liked it, and now I'm addicted. It's like a drug, so I got to keep doing it. I love it.
Ooh-wee. She said that. You sound like you're in a relationship with comedy. You know what I'm saying?
I am. You know, I am. If I could, I would breastfeed it.
Oh, man. So what are the angles you look to go with your career? Are you thinking sketches maybe right now or you know, just continue to do stand-up comedy? Like, where do you see yourself? Because you got, you know, the style and the flair. Are you looking to possibly do TV, something like that maybe?
No, no, that's actually not my direction because I'm a Christian and God has given me a gift, and that's to make people laugh. So I want to give back to God. So what I do is I do comedy shows that are in ways to give back. You know, I do shows for hospitals. I do shows for homeless people. I do shows for organizations that need laughter, and then in hopes to raise funds for those causes. So that's what I do.
Gotcha. So your purpose is more to your purpose flat out is more to give back than per se. And like, not to say, because entertaining is your thing, obviously, but you would say your
right.
purpose is more to give back. That's what you see your calling doing in this business.
That's what I feel has happened. I think that God is opening doors for me left and right because that's what he wants me to do. So last night I did a show for a sober house for people that are trying to, you know, get their life straight. So I want them to know I'm there for them. So that's how I take comedy, just to enjoy it for everybody else. And it's a win-win. When they're laughing, I feel so good. And when they're laughing, they feel so good. So it's
wow.
amazing. It's an awesome gift.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, and I was just talking to some comedy buddies last night. We actually went to Flappers Burbank to see this gentleman Martin, he does a showcase down there. And actually, y'all, October 16th, for my friends who want to catch me out in Burbank, you know, I'll be performing on his showcase this coming Tuesday, October the 16th. But, yeah, we were talking, and Richard Pryor said something. Richard Pryor said that comedy – you know, when you're on stage and you're getting, you know, say that good laugh and people are feeling you, he said that it's better. And this is from a man who, you know, of course, did, you know, drugs and things of that nature, you know, and had
right.
different highs. But he said that there was no high that was better than being on stage and getting the laughter from that crowd. And, I mean, just even hearing your story and, you know, knowing mine as well, you know, what we're discussing and stuff like that, that once you hit that stage and you know you got the knack for it, it's a gift, man, and it really is. And I'm a Christian myself, you know, and I put God in his respective place, which is first and foremost in my life. And, I mean, the one thing
right.
I do know is that, you know, what he's blessed me with, there's no joy, you know, pure joy like making people laugh. So I commend you on what you're doing. And, you know, I thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I actually started my own organization. It's Comedy for Causes, and that's what I do. And it's amazing. And what you said, the high. When I performed at the Ontario Improv a while back, after I got on stage, I was floating. You're just floating for the next
yeah.
3 hours. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I know
I
the feeling. Yeah, it
now,
really drives you.
Sometimes you may not get a laugh, you know, but that just makes you stronger, and then you know what to fix next time.
Right, and the thing is, like what I've learned, you know, I've been doing comedy for quite some time, and the thing that I've learned from doing it is it has to just be your passion. You know, you have to and have a love for it, and what I like is, you know, even with the question I'm asking you, you know, I like your focus and your goal and knowing what your goal is. What your specific goals are in this industry. And a lot of people, you know, have trouble staying focused on what their goal is. So I want to thank you for that, you know?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's true. You know, when you put things into perspective, if you simplify it, because there's an old saying, it's called KISS, which means keep it simple, stupid.
Yep.
And that's what it's about for me, keeping it simple, having a certain direction, a goal, and then you know where to target.
That's right. That's right. All right, Lania, we got our other guests on the line, so we're going to play a little music and then bring her on. But I would like for you to stay on throughout the show if you can, as much as you can.
Absolutely.
If not, okay, cool. So we're going to play a little music and bring Taquita Love to the forefront of Handsome Life Radio, y'all. Let me place you on hold for a minute. Have a little fun, y'all.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
right, ladies and gentlemen, y'all better tune in. Tell a friend. I hope you are enjoying your day-to-day. BlogTalkRadio.com/handsomelike. If you want to call in and talk to our special guest, Lania Dominguez, as well as now we have Miss Taquita Love on the line, 310-861-2317. We are pushing for this all-female comedy showcase that we have going on this Sunday, October 14th. Doors open promptly, 6 o'clock p.m. Make sure you are in there. Get your two-item minimum served up, man. You know what I'm saying? 7 o'clock p.m. is showtime. It's going to be a hell of a show, y'all. Give you the lineup. Hosting the whole event will be Miss Lania Dominguez. First, we're going to start it off, y'all, with some the young lady we have on the line right now, Chicago style, Taquita Love, Miss Roz Washington representing Compton, baby, Trezay, you know what I'm saying, competing in the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition, as well as promoting her nonprofit organization and book and taking it home, y'all, will be none other than Miss Ramon Stevens. But right now, y'all, we got to bring to the set and welcome to Handsome Life Radio, Miss Taquita Love, my friend. We took the all the stand-up David Arnold's comedy class together, y'all, and I saw this lady, and I said, hey, she got to get her thing on. This young lady is hot. What's happening with you, mama? How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Trey?
Oh, chilling, chilling. What's going on in your end, Shocktown?
Just over here getting work done.
Getting work done, huh? What kind of 9-to-5? What kind of 9-to-5 you working on? Who hired you?
Actually, I've been just taking care of business, you know, like working on me and dealing with, you know, getting myself together and working. But you know, I'm a nurse.
Oh, I didn't know. That's what, you know what I'm saying. I didn't know you was a nurse. Well, I mean, you know, for those fellas who know, you know, Queen got this long chocolate thing going on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so you can
wow.
nurse. Anytime you feel like it. I know. I bet your patients be glad to see you don't. Hey. Hey, Taquita.
You know
they be
what?
Glad. I say, I know your patients be glad to see. Tell me.
You know, I have a gift for healing as well as comedy. That's all I have to say about that.
Ooh, fellas. Fellas, are you single? That's what the fellas want to know.
Am I single? Well, my mama said to tell y'all, make sure you say that you're single. Oh, yeah. I'm single right now.
Okay, y'all. We're here right now. Taquita is making sure her options are open. So, fellas, make sure y'all come to 532 West 1st Street, Claremont, California. She's going to be getting it on.
Yeah, but don't. I'm not taking applications from everybody right now, just so you know. Yeah.
Oh, so she ain't taking apps. So somebody over there that's ensuring that your happiness is insured, am I assuming? Am I right to assume, possibly?
You're right.
Okay, he's right there, and he's listening. That's why she, see, mama over there, look, keep your options open. He over there like, look, you know that's me right there.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying it's good. It's good.
So how long have you been doing comedy, Taquita?
I've been doing different types of comedy. I was doing stand-up for less than a year now, so I'm fairly new to stand-up, which I love. But I started comedy and improv and sketch.
Gotcha.
Improv, I did Second City. I'm a graduate of Second City Hollywood, their conservatory
program. Oh, that's amazing. That's tight.
And
wow.
Thank you. And I currently am performing at UCB and taking classes there.
Hmm.
I really like improv is just like you get out of yourself and you just do and you go with the flow. And it's just, it's good to deal with when you're dealing with life because things come at you and you just have to know how to take it and move with it. Take it and if it works, it works. If it don't, keep moving.
I love that. So what are your goals? Because I was just talking to our other guest comedian, Lania Dominguez, and she said her goals is to help people. Into comedy for the and I can't wait till Trezay gets on the line because I'm going to hook them up. She's in comedy to help you being a nurse. What are your goals as far as stand up? Are you going sketches, TV, or is your goal just to get out there and just make some people laugh and kind of enjoy it as a hobby?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like, you know, you have different seasons in life, and I feel like that this season right now is I've been pushed to do stand up, and this is where I'm planted. Where God is going to take me, who knows? But I feel strong and passionate about motivating and uplifting other women. So I'm happy you're doing the all-woman show. I'm so excited that we all get together on different levels. But I know that writing is something else that I'm passionate about. So with writing and stand-up, those together and me just moving and working and just not giving up and keep going, then, you know, who knows what will happen. But I know it will be great.
Okay, beautiful. Well, I want you to stay on the line with us for a minute. We got our other guests. We're going to go on and play a little music like we've been doing, have a little fun. Are you enjoying yourself on Handsome Life Radio?
I am.
Okay, it's your time to go ahead and take advantage of this. Make sure you let everybody know what's going on. Let me place you on hold for a minute, and from there, y'all, we're going to go on and get our other special guests on the line. Y'all ready to have some fun? All right, we're going to take this all the way to Hollywood, y'all.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh. Coming with.
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Uh-huh.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watching me, baby.
You watching me.
It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching?
Uh-huh.
You watching me.
Hey, can tell a friend the Playboy comedy is in, man. You know, that was a little jigger, a little Beyonce. You know, it's the life, it's Hollywood. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. This female comedy showcase, this all-female comedy showcase is really taking off, man. I'm talking about it's been a lot of pre-sold tickets, man. It's been a lot of reservations. I advise you to go ahead and hit me up, 323-508-1831. Email me, treylove@treylove.com, so I can hand walk you some tickets to get into this show. Or go to Flappers Comedy and order online. Get your two-for-ones, man. If you need your two-for-ones, you need to get them from me. But I'm telling you now, this show is going to be off the chain. Coming to the line right now is one of my favorite comedians. I've had the opportunity and pleasure of working with this girl, seeing her out and about. She is representing Compton, and I mean, she is one of the liveliest, hottest, coldest. I'm going to say straight up, she's one of the hottest, coldest females in the game. Y'all better pay attention, baby. Compton's very young. Miss Roz Washington. Roz, welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How are you today, honey?
Well, how are you doing, sweetheart? Always good to be where you at. What's up?
Chilling, mama, chilling. You know, I like that. She say, see, I told you, y'all, fire. Where you at? You know,
where you be?
Hey, Roz, I'm going to tell you. When I did that show with you, man, I was watching you on stage. And the funniest thing, man, when I said, when I was on stage and I was like, you know what? It's like, I say, Roz, like a hood Beyonce. Oh, that was just something. You was like, right.
Right. You already know. Dude, I got a good weave and good makeup. I just can't dance, sing, or act.
Yeah, good weave and good makeup. But I beg to differ on that, you being able to act, man. Y'all know you got some short films going on. Tell everybody about that.
Oh, yes. Roz writes, produces, Roz directs. You can check me out on YouTube. I mean, I got a new one. It's called Last Night My Weave Saved My Life. True story. Very hilarious. You got to see it. I mean, you wouldn't believe how a grown woman is in a drive-by. It's awesome. Check that out on YouTube. The Payout. It's a hilarious comedy collaboration with a lot of comedians in Los Angeles. I'm a pimp. I'm a lady pimp, you guys. And I got little assistant pimps running around L.A., you know? And it is hilarious. You got to check that out. I'm from Compton, so you know I got to represent Compton. I got Compton, baby, you know? What on earth is the kid doing in Compton? I don't know, but, you know, y'all might want to check that out on YouTube, too. I love cheaters because I am a cheater, so I got a cheaters parody if you ever want to, you know, figure out how to, you know, get your game right and learn how to step out on your lady or step out on your man. Go ahead and check out my YouTube channel. And also, you know, I thought I could rap one day. This was just out of a blue. I did a rap song for Trayvon Martin, too. It's called My Hoodie. You should check that out, too. Rob can rap. I can rap, okay?
Hey, I'll tell you what. Hey, it's your moment, you know. Like I was telling everybody, when you get this line, you know, on and you got these 5 million listeners I got listening to me right now, this is your time to shine. Go ahead and give the people a little something. I want to hear your rap. I want to hear you rap. Give it to them.
Look, let me tell you something. I don't know nothing about freestyle, but because I'm about that pay style life. Anybody else know about that? Like, I stopped doing things for free a long time ago. I stopped doing it for free when I realized I can sell it. And after that, I knew that everything had a price tag on it. but, yeah, I got so much going on. I'm just joking with you, Trey. I got so much going on. I'm just happy to be on the line with you. You're doing so well also with your producing your shows and everything. So I want to give you a shout.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? All women cast this time. We got Ramona. Ramona is one of my favorites. Trezay is going to be a hot show. If they know what we know, they better get them damn tickets. You understand me?
Man.
Them tickets.
Man. And better get them like yesterday. Because, see, I'm going to tell you, you know, and I want to say that shout out to you and your sisters. And I still need my DVD. Can you bring me my DVD when you come
back? Yeah,
I
will bring
please?
Your DVD, your D and the V and the D. I will bring that for you.
Appreciate it. Because I did an amazing show, y'all. And the thing, what I'm loving is, you know, Rob, I've been around for a whole bunch of years. And, like, now I'm seeing this new crop of comedians come along. And you guys, I mean, I'm in awe of the new generation of comedians. You guys are doing things that most of us in my day, we was waiting 3 to 5 years after doing comedy, kind of call ourselves to pay our dues. But people like yourself, people like Trezay, you know what I'm saying? Y'all jumping out there and grabbing y'all own, doing y'all own sketches, shooting y'all own stuff. And I just got to give you mad props. And even when I did The Room at night, oh, and shout out to your mother. I love her. For those of you who know, have had the opportunity to meet Roz and see how sexy she is, well, I'm going to tell you something. It's in the DNA, because mama.
She get it from my mama.
Mama is fine. I went on and I said, mama is fine with a capital
Let
F.
Let me tell you something.
You,
you got one more time to say my mama is fine until I give you a smooth toothy. Okay? I got a cold right and a left for you. A cold right and a left, okay?
Hey, I'm going to be nice because, see, the thing is, I'm from out of town and I know Compton. Like, I watched the NWA videos and stuff. I already know. You ain't got to worry about me. You know, and you notice, like, we cool, but I kind of like when I deal with you because, like, I know you, Roz. You be having blades and stuff on you. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Pistols,
yeah, I have a switchblade and a taser at all times. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm 5 feet tall. I weigh 115, 120 pounds on a heavy day. And I'm going to need some backup and artillery. You understand me? Oh, yeah, I leave a chance. Nothing is left to do.
You remind me of my own girl. She's a little tiny thing like you, and she said, "Baby, I have to be crafty." I say, "You know what? I'm feeling that."
Yeah, you got to be very crafty. You got to put it in motion sometimes.
Put it in motion. Set it off.
You got to put it in motion sometimes. You can't keep it in park.
You're looking at Roz. You say, "Okay, this little girl. She's so cute. She's so little. You beat her, got cut. You know what I mean? Representing content."
We're
going to play a little music dedicated to you and see about getting our next guest on the line. You have been a whirlwind.
Yeah, go ahead and play My Neck and My Back for me.
I tell you what, I got something that's going to make you feel right at home. And if you may, we're going to go on and get the guest on and keep this show rolling, all right?
Thank you so much, Mr. Trey Love. I'll see
no
you
problem,
on Sunday.
Oh, stay on the line. We're still going to push it for a little bit. This is Happy Life, y'all.
Okay.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steal, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night. A clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets. Trying to consume some search for the E. So I can get some phones. Rolling in my ride. Chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC. Mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked the left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm pissed up.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe what's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip, and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
You know what I'm saying? All that energy, man. It's just going to be an amazing show. October 14th, like I told y'all, 2012, Sunday night. Make sure y'all arrive early. Early arrival is recommended. Get your tickets now. If you need two-for-ones, holla at me, 323-508-1831. Email me, treluv@treluv.com. I'm hand-walking these tickets to you. This is going to be a sold-out show. I'm telling y'all right now because it's been sold to capacity. Shout-out to my main man, Mr. Jermaine Hanspar. It's his birthday party we're celebrating, too. So right now I have on the line our very special guest representing Watts, baby, representing the W-A-T-T-S, you know what I'm saying? Watts, you know what I mean? Hey, this is the girl. If you were watching yesterday, Steve Wilkos' show, I know I saw y'all saw on Facebook, I told everybody the T-Board. This young lady was on Steve Wilkos, and it was a very nice segment. She's a leader. She's a philanthropist. You know, and like I say, I'm glad to have her on the line because I got to hook her up with Lene because to me they have the same type of focus, you know, of how their comedy is going to go. And I love that, too. I love to see different angles and different avenues and different opportunities and different ways of life and different meanings, feelings, and understandings, you know, of how to push your energy. And that's what's going to take us to the top, y'all. Take us to the future. You know what I'm saying? Let's innovate. Barack Obama 2012. So I want to bring to Handsome Life Radio my friend and yours, philanthropist, author, nonprofit organization owner, TV star, Steve Wilkos Show, Miss Treze, y'all. Treze, welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How are you today, honey? Treze, I opened up her mic. Did she close her mic? Treze, what's up with you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, blessed time, mighty. What's going on with you, love?
Man, nothing. Just doing what I do. We're getting ready for this show we got coming up. Boy, it's going to be a banger.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a hot show. So I'm straight up. This is reality radio. Tell everybody what you're doing right now. What's so funny? It's like I'm picking up my damn kids. I will get you.
I just picked up, and I was like, really? When I know I was supposed to call, but they, you know, kids be doing dumb shit when they get out of school. I guess they be learning all day. They bust up, but nah, I'm good. I'm just getting it in, about to turn into mommy mode real quick. Make some chili cheese dogs and some french fries to make everybody do their homework. You know, hopefully don't nobody get their ass beat between now and 6 o'clock. You know.
So, hey, share with everybody. It was amazing yesterday. I mean, I sat my TiVo, you know what I'm saying? The fan, we had the fan band sitting around watching and everything. Tell me what it was like to tell me about the doing the Steve Wilkos show. Like, what was that like, man? What was that like? It was like, whoa,
see a friend of mine, a fellow comedian, actress that's doing your thing, you know, to see you on TV yesterday, I'm telling you, I was just flipping out. And you were, before I even let you talk, I want to tell you, observation, I really enjoyed your professionalism, your poise. You were in the moment. You weren't too excited. You were just like, look, you know, girl, give me a hug. And I was like, oh, look at Oprah. There she go. Y'all better watch it. Here comes Trezae. So what was that opportunity like?
You know what? It was awesome because with what I do, that's I was in on the Steve Wilkos show for my nonprofit organization called GEMS, which stands for Getting Every Mother Situated. And what we do is help low-income, battered, and homeless moms with emergency services. So when I got the call from Steve Wilkos show to come on, when I got the call from Steve Wilkos to come on and do the show, it was just an awesome opportunity. And I really felt blessed and honored that I was chosen to be in that position. And then I felt good because I was able to help people, you know, turn their life around. I work with those girls. They're my clients. I just closed out their case back in June. And, I mean, two out of three ain't bad. We got two of them to straighten up. You know, one of them was still stuck in her ways. But, like I said, two out of three ain't bad. We still do, like, checkups on them, make sure they living right and they don't need nothing. But I just love what I do. I started my organization because I used to be homeless myself. I was a homeless and battered mom. And I lived in my car with three babies, 8 months pregnant. And I wrote a book about my experiences. I used the money from my book to start my nonprofit organization. The book is called Miracles of My Mistakes because I turned all my mistakes into miracles. And once the book started doing well, I said, you know what, let me reach back and let me start an organization where I can help moms who's going through what I went through.
Well, I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, thank you for sharing your story with people because a lot of people know, you know, they see us, Trezae, they see us doing our comedy, they see us on stage, we're making them laugh, and they accept that moment, and they think that this is what our life has always consisted of. A lot of people don't know that. Most comedians, we have a lot of demons. We've been through some real serious heartaches, and, you know, in order to sometimes therapeutically get through these things, we have to make fun out of our pain. You know what I mean? So I want to truly thank you for sharing that. And, you know, you're an inspiration. You really are an inspiration because, like I said, I've suffered through some things myself. And to see another story, you know, a success story, you know, right before my eyes, because, sweetheart, you are successful. You are very successful. And I want to give you a shout-out, too, and just tell you that this year at the Bay Area Black Comedy Competition, you did your thing. You tore the house down. I mean, I don't know if you saw the tape or reviewed it, but I'm going to just tell you like this. The game is the game. Always embrace opportunities because, again, they're like Tina Graham and Bob Sumner both have been telling me since that. You may think you lose, but, again, you win because you got to think. You got the opportunity to showcase yourself. And I'm going to tell you, you had a very slamming show. And to all the people that don't know, I can sense this woman's pain. When you see her perform on Sunday night, y'all going to feel what I'm talking about. She going to bring the house down. I'm telling you, this woman get up there. I mean, Trezae don't play no damn games. I swear to God, it's like sitting down at a card game, you know what I'm saying, and just getting cussed the hell out. I'm going to call you what you are. I'm going to put it on out there. She the female Bernie Mac, y'all. Trey Love said it. It's from my ears to God's ears. It's from my mouth to God's ears. Y'all going to see what I'm talking about. Anything else you want to say, Mama?
That is a blessing. I love that. I love that. Thank you so much. You know what? Just the fact that you would even consider me, put me in a category with a great comedian like Bunny, I'm loving that. I'm loving that. Thank you, love. But you are an inspiration yourself. I mean, watching you do what you do, you got a beautiful family, you a great dad, you a great man. I mean, you know, we all got some horns to blow around here, you know, and I'm glad that we connected and great people are doing great things together, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. I'm ready for this show, and I am going to tear the house down, so just
y'all better know it. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all better know it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just said they better be ready. They better be ready.
That's all I got to say. That's all she got to say. I'm telling y'all, it's going to be Lania Dominguez, y'all. Taquita Love represents Chi-Town. From there, we're going to have Compton's very own Roz Washington representing. And I'm going to tell you, Trezae going to slam dunk it. And then who's going to come home with that alley-oop and bring it on home with them three-pointers and just drop it like it's hot? Miss Ramona Stevens, I'm loving this show, y'all. This is one of the hot shows. I'm going to play a little music, see if we can get Ramona on the line. And then from there, I'm going to hook all these ladies up so they can share information, share their warmth, share their wealth. I had to do an all-female show because for those of you who know, fellas know, there's nothing that makes you feel good like a woman. And women, I just give homage to you, and that's why I'm producing this show. And this is not going to be the only one I produce. I'm going to produce more shows like this because it's one of them things. When God has something for you, can no man be against you? I produce shows, book shows. This one here is taking a life of its own, y'all. So to all these ladies out there, I'm loving y'all back. Let's share our life and get it. dedicated to Lania Dominguez, Taquia Love, Boz Washington, Treze, and last, definitely not least, the headliner, Miss Ramona Stevens. That's great love to all of you lovely ladies. I'm looking so forward to October 14th, 2012, Sunday night. It's going to be a night to remember. We are celebrating also the birthday of Mr. Jermaine Hanspar. Also, y'all, don't forget about the after party at 79000KEW. That's Q. Ave in Rancho Cucamonga, California. That's going to be at the Rapport. That's going to be where the after party's at. You know, shout out to Mr. Timothy Stansel, Jamal, JMP Parker, Ryan, RJ, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing over there, man. The brothers be handling business. So it's going down, man. But again, I'm so excited right now because I got my special guest, you know, the headline. I'm going to just tell you something that I observe about, you know, the game. You know, when you see somebody that gets on stage and the charisma and the nature of comedy is in them, you know, but after doing comedy for so long, seeing so many comedians, going to so many different shows and still loving it, you have to have passion for it. It's a long-term relationship, just like Lania said at the beginning. So for myself to be part of this industry and observing comedians and male, female comedians, whoever they are, you know, to me it's sexless, it's nameless, you know what I mean? It's faceless, it's colorless, there's no nationality to it. Comedy is comedy, funny is funny. You know, Mr. Bean, some of you watch him. Mr. Bean does comedy without even saying a word, and I watch him and it's hilarious. Now, that's pure in its nature of comedy. If you ever had the opportunity to see Miss Ramona Stevens, then you totally understand what I'm talking about. This lady is amazing. She is everything that comedy should be, the beauty, the charisma. She's like the Carol Burnett, you know what I mean, current day in this game, man. And I'm just loving her, excited to have her on this show. So I want to welcome to Handsome Life Radio, Miss Ramona Stevens. How you doing today, girl?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Oh, blessed, high and mighty. What's going on over there in the world with you?
Hey, I'm just getting excited about the show Sunday. It's not very often in Los Angeles that you get to see an all-female show.
Yeah.
Well, and how you were able to get the most unbelievably talented, funny ladies all on one show. I think all of us girls are kind of up and coming, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to tell you this from my angle, and this is coming from, I consider myself somewhat of a guru in this game. I've watched each and every one of you on stage, and what I know is, it's like, I'm going to tell you what I feel like. I feel like I own the Laker organization, and I got,
okay.
I got, I'm going to pull the, I'm going to say, okay. So I feel like, how
you
like
you going with this? You got
see where I'm going
up.
I think you say, okay.
You got the best,
you know,
five players out there. I see what you're doing. I feel
she
you.
She said, okay.
So that's
exactly
what you do,
what
though.
Right.
You know, talent recognizes talented. You know, I've seen you on stage, too. You know, I kind of feel like, you know, we doing something that's making history here. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and that's the name of the game for me, and that's exactly the angle that I'm going. I'm working on what God put in my heart. You understand what I'm saying? It's something bigger than what, you know, my mind can see and what people think when I'm putting this show together here now. People don't know where I'm going in the future with the people I'm talking to about putting this ticket together. You understand what I'm saying? Getting all y'all on the road. Let's pack up and get on out of here. Because, see, like I said, I feel like, the, you know, I'm the owner of the Lakers. Okay, let me see. I already got Kobe.
I'm Kobe. Kobe without the attitude. You sound like me. But when I was looking, the Laker lineup, we all different too. You know, Kobe does one thing.
Right.
This player does another thing. We all bring something different to the stage.
And I'm going to say this, Meta World Peace, I'm thinking between Treze and Roz, that's the Meta World Peace. They going to meta. Now I'm going to put them together because I know they laugh and they're like, this nigga, no, he didn't. So let me open up the lines to Quita Love. I think Treze might have hung up.
Okay.
But I, know that is
I am
funny.
So excited.
Wait a minute, I didn't hang up.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
No, Wait, I done paid my Boost Mobile bill. I'm paying for 27 more days, and I'm going to use every second of my Boost Mobile. And let me tell you one thing. Let me tell y'all one thing. Okay? You ain't going to put me in no little box talking about I'm better off peace. He crazy, okay? You trying to say I'm crazy on the slide. And, you know,
I don't think he tried. I think he did.
Then I ain't going to let nothing pass me today. Ain't nothing getting past me today.
Okay.
On the play, all right?
All right.
I usually hang out in the locker rooms. I usually don't get too much time on the court.
Hey, as long as you make the team.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Y'all better get ready.
Hey,
y'all
didn't know that.
October 4th. Oh, God.
The water girl gets a ring, too, Negroes. The water girl, the cowboy, they get rings, too.
Yes.
Everybody get rings.
Okay. So I know I got.
Oh, yeah.
Is Jazane on the line, too?
Who's that?
Jazane on the line. I know, Lania, I got you, right, baby?
Yep, I'm right here.
Hey.
Okay, Lania. Hey, listen, y'all.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what I did. See, I'm smart. I told Lania, I'm going to tell y'all something funny, and this has really happened when I booked this show, right? I know all y'all girls. I know my girls. My girls, wow, right? So I said,
yeah.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get this Spanish girl to host to keep everything copacetic. I need to keep everything.
Wait a minute. You act like just because she's Hispanic, she's safe. That's why I learned to put razor blades in my ponytail. I learned that from a Hispanic girl. And you ain't going to say that they all nice and sweet, okay?
Oh, no. We all got the brown skin. We in
yes.
this together. We all these different variants.
Anybody that
brown.
Shaves off their entire eyebrow and draw it back on is a dangerous lady. Nigga.
Oh, wow. I'm just trying to figure out where I fit in with the Lakers, so I don't know that they have a Mexican player, right?
Oh, you don't
hey,
know.
Check it out, Lania. Check it out. Lania, Steve, what's the white guy? Blake. You Blake. We need you, Lania.
Okay, Blake is not
like
Mexican.
Said,
look at this.
But he don't have to be Mexican. That's what I'm saying. I said like the organization. I didn't say I was the organization. I said like the organization.
I'm just trying to know who I need to represent. I got it.
Yeah, he's like the Steve Blake.
Team up as
you know,
go. He's making the team.
And
up
if you watch Steve Blake, on the court, don't he stay poised at all times? He's poised.
He does.
Every time
he does.
Look at his face, he's
control.
Poised. So
and that's what the whole thing keeps the show going.
That's where you fit in. So I got you, darling.
Okay.
We take this show on the road. Well, all right, ladies. Before we go, I want to take one at a time. Lania, give a shout out to everything you see going on. From there, Ross, you know, you got about 1 minute. Do the same thing.
Okay.
Taquita Love, do the same thing. Ramon, everybody got 1 minute. We're going to start it off with Lania.
Okay.
Go ahead, darling.
Okay. So just to say what I'm doing, what I got coming up next.
Mm-hmm. Everything, yeah, everything you want to put out, your Twitter, everything, whatever you want. This your time to pimp this moment. Whatever you want to put out there in the streets, you put it out there right now. You got 1 minute.
Okay, right now. Everybody, just so you know, my organization is called Comedy for Causes. You can go to comedyforcauses.net to see what I'm about, see what my story's about. The shows that I do, I just did a show last night for a sober house to help, you know, just make the people feel good for being there. I did a show last week to help feed the homeless in San Bernardino. And that's what I do. That's what I'm about. God gave me this present, and so I got to give God my present back. And that's how I do it.
That's all right. Comedy for a Cause. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. All right, next we have Taquita Love. It's your minute, baby. Go ahead. 1 minute. Tell everybody what you got going on. Give them your Twitter, Facebook, everything you want them to have to reach you.
Okay, everybody, you can reach me on Twitter at Taquit, T-A-Q-W-E-E-T. You can see me with the lineup of the lovely Almost Laker ladies online on Sunday, this Sunday in Claremont. I also will be performing, I'll be emceeing at Flappers Burbank on the 28th. Working on sketches, you can see sketches that I've been in or worked on SecondCityNetwork.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, Taquita Love, T-A-Q-U-I-T-A, Love, L-O-V-E. And I'm just happy and excited to be on the mound with y'all, and I'm ready. I'm ready to get on the court.
There you go. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Looking forward to having you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now we got on the line to give her Comedy Minute, Miss Roz Washington. It's your time, baby. Run it.
Hey,
Yes, yes, yes. I'm R-O to the Z Washington, y'all. Y'all can catch me at any nightclub, any night, I'm telling you. J-Spot, Laugh Factory, Comedy Store. I'm all over everywhere. You can get in contact with me, funnyroz at gmail.com, F-U-N-N-Y-R-O-Z, Facebook, O-Z. I'm a pretty young thing, y'all. If you want to catch my YouTube, I got all kinds of sketches and things for you guys to check out. PayTheLadyProductions.com. That's right, PayTheLadyProductions.com. But I'm Roz, y'all. I'm everywhere y'all want to be, y'all ain't going to be, and where y'all can't bail out if y'all ain't got enough funds. Thanks, Trey Love. I will see you guys Sunday. I'm just so happy and excited to work with all these ladies. I worked with a couple of them before. Ramona, you know you ignorant girl, and I love you.
Love, girl.
Trezae.
Love. I can't wait.
Trezae, that's one of my girls. We both stay in the hood. We swap out EBT cards. When mine is full, I feed her kids. When she got it and I don't got it, you know she got a nice hamburger for a chick. It's all to the G. Thank you, Trey Love. Ramona, see you, girl, on Sunday.
I'll see you, baby.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Roz Washington. Last but not least, the headliner taking it home, Miss Ramona Stevens. This is your time. Shine, baby.
Thank you, baby. Trey Love, I'm honored to be on the show that you're producing. You do nothing but wonderful work. All my fans can catch me at www.facebook.com/Ramona. R-A-M-O-N-A-S, Real World, Ramona's Real World. My name is spelled with an A-R-A-M-O-N-A, Stevens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. Please find me on Facebook so I can add you. I post all of my shows on Facebook. I just finished hosting the annual African Art and Music Festival in Leimert Park, Labor Day weekend. I'm a nationally known host. I do birthday parties, baby showers, anniversaries. Just got divorced. I'll give you a party if you just got your Section 8. I'll host it. It don't matter. We can do a party for two or a party for 200. As long as your funds is together, then I got these jokes together. I do clean comedy, Christian comedy, hallelujah. And if you want me to get down in the gutter, as long as you got a rat trap, I'll get down in there. And we can do this. I'm ready for Sunday. I'm ready.
Man,
I'm
going to
even get my eyebrows arched. And I don't even mess with the eyebrows like that. But, you know, I'm going out there to Burbank, so I want to look cute. So.
No, this is Claremont.
I'm excited.
Claremont?
Is that the same
thing?
It's not the same thing?
No, Claremont is way out there. Hey, y'all heard this. My headliner don't even know where she's going. We got to make sure we get my headliner.
I'm from Georgia.
Claremont say, I'm going to be in Burbank. No. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. That has been your headliner, Mr. Mom Stevens. We're going to make sure we get her all the information. We're going to get her all the information she's going to need to make sure she gets to that show. This has been your segment of Handsome Life Radio. I had all the future queens of comedy on the line, Mr. Quita Love, Roz Washington, Lania Trezae. Hey, it was a pleasure working with all these ladies, having these ladies on. I'm going to take it home with what I need. I need these women. I need this show. I need y'all to show up. Tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy has been in. This has been your segment of Handsome Life Radio. Catch us next week, same time, same channel. It will be Zoe as well as Boo Hell on next week. Hey, it's going down. This song is dedicated to all them ladies, y'all. 532 West 1st Street, Claremont, California. Flappers Comedy Club, After Party. Rapport, 7900, KEWF, Rancho Cucamonga. This goes out to all my ladies.
things all don't stall, cause a pimpin' will never fall. Baby, slow it down so I love can grow. I form a gigolo. I can't let my heart show. Will I put a ring on it? You'll never know. The shell to my rock, the shooter my sock, the bullets in my Glock. Oh my God, what she did to my cock. I like when we talk, we share souls. You decided to stay, cause you was good as gold. More than a one, you became a need. Any urge you got, I gotta feed. You thought enough of me to bear my seed. More than a lady, you having my baby. Haters come incorrect, they feel my 380. Tested, tried and true. For the love of me and for the love of you, I do what I gotta do to keep us tight, to keep us right. I hump all day and I hump all night, and if it goes down, I'll put up a fight. Look you in your eyes and say I do. Have your girls on the side like, look at you. Straight love and good, I keep them coming to be with me. It takes a whole lot of one.